The Getting Your Groove Back Show with your host, Ingrid Marsh.
You are tuned in to the Getting Your Groove Back Show on Generation Radio, and we're talking meditation. Have you ever thought about doing meditation to get your groove back? Well, stars swear by it. People like Madonna and the like absolutely swear about the effects of meditation, about how great it's supposed to be and the magical things it can do for you. So anyway, I've got Tessa Watt in with me in the studio today from the London Shambhala Meditation Centre, based here in delightful Clapham. So Tessa, tell me, what is meditation? No, first of all, tell me, what do you do? Tell me a bit about what you do.
Yeah, so I'm a meditation instructor at the London Shambhala Meditation Centre, which is tucked away in Clapham, near the Old Town. The centre itself has a Buddhist connection. It was founded by a Buddhist teacher, but he was very, very adamant that meditation was for everyone. You don't have to have any kind of religious interest to take up meditation. It's very much something that's like the healthy thing to do for your mind, just as you would eat well and exercise for your body.
And how long have you been doing meditation?
Almost 20 years now. Yeah, and I used to work for the BBC. I was very stressed out. I was working on a live radio program, and someone introduced me to the Shambhala Meditation Center, and I went and tried it out. And, you know, it took me a while. I went a few times. It took me a while before I really got into it, but eventually I just came to really love it, and it's something I do now every single day, even if it's just for 5 minutes. It's kind of what gives me my grounding and my sense of, you know, of space and calm in this kind of crazy urban world.
Okay, what is meditation in a nutshell for the layman? Okay,
yeah.
We don't want to hear it all airy fairy. For the layman, the man on the street, because we keep hearing these terms, meditation is meant to be good for you. We have people like yourself who live and die by meditation, but I think a lot of people don't know what it is, or we hear things about what it is and it's not, oh, God, I don't think I can do that. So in a nutshell, can you please tell us, Tessa, what is meditation?
Yeah, well, meditation is a word that is, you know, used for many things, and so you could get different answers if you're talking to people in different traditions and so on. And the kind of, I suppose, the advertising image of it, you know, of somebody sort of sitting on a beach in a lovely flowing white, you know, robe in the Om position, you know, it gives us this idea that meditation is about going off into some kind of alternate state or something. And certainly from our approach at the Shambhala Center, it's not about going off somewhere different. It's just about actually training yourself to be present, to be aware. And we do that with a very, very simple kind of meditation. At our center, it's about being with the breath. And so we take up a really good posture, an upright posture, and then we, you know, basically come into focusing on the breath. And we have, you know, some more instructions about, you know, the best way to do that and what to do when your mind wanders off, which it will do. So it's about actually having a chance to drop all the sort of manic thought processes that we have and all the busyness of our mind and our life, and just sit there, just being ourselves, just being present with our own breath, basically. That's how.
Okay, because one of my drawbacks with it, or one of the things I hear about, is this thing about stilling your mind, emptying your mind, think of nothing. And I'm like, hold on a minute, there is too much going on in my life to think of nothing. And God, I've tried, you know, I've tried to think of nothing, and I can't. There's just all this stuff going on in my head still. Can you think of nothing?
No, you can't think of nothing. I think that's a real misconception about what meditation is about. And so people come in and they say, oh, I'm a really bad meditator because my mind is really busy. Well, everyone's mind is busy. You know, that's what the mind does. And it's great that the mind, you know, is so active and it, you know, comes up with all these wonderful, crazy thoughts. That's, you know, that's part of what it is to be human. So that's absolutely fine. And we're not trying to get rid of that. But what we're actually trying to do is just sit down and be more aware of what's going on in our mind and actually be able to just see it. We actually give ourselves a space where we can just sit there, and as we start to just slow down and not have very much going on, we're just being with our breath, then we can start to see how the mind works and how it takes us off, and then we just gently bring it back again. And it's like you begin to see that all these thoughts and crazy stuff in the mind is kind of like clouds that are just passing through, and there's actually this great huge, you know, big blue sky that you can connect with and just see the clouds come up, and some of them stay around and some of them go away, and, you know, that's absolutely fine.
Sorry to interject. Are you saying the thoughts are the clouds?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, so it's like clouds of thoughts. That's sort of, so we kind of almost stand back, and it's like watching a cinema screen.
Absolutely, that's a really good image. So it's like normally when we're sitting down, our mind is like there's this movie going on, but we're completely caught up in the scene, you know. So there's this one scene that's, you know, we're all angry, and there's another scene where we're all happy, and all kinds of different moods and scenes going on. And in meditation, it's like you kind of, you know, sit down in your seat in the cinema, and you're aware that actually it's a movie going on, and you don't have to be quite so caught up in all the different, you know, thoughts and
sort of
emotions,
not absorbing it and all the rest of it. You're kind of watching it sort of detached from it.
Yeah, that's right. And you will get caught up in it, but then at some point you kind of realize, oh, hang on, it, you know, I've just got caught up in it, and now I can just, you know, gently let that go and just come back, you know.
Okay, so what are the benefits of that? So I've got my thoughts out there and I'm stretching my arms out in front of me and my thoughts are out there and I'm almost looking at them, so they're all on my hands on a cinema screen in front of me, and I'm watching these thoughts. Mm-hmm. What's the benefit of doing that?
Well, I mean, most people who do meditation do find that they become, you know, somewhat, let's say, calmer and more centered, I guess you could say. But it's not by trying to become calmer, really. It's actually by just being able to be sort of comfortable with how things are. And the meditation practice gives us a sort of a formal practice where we can sit down and learn how to do that. And then it actually spills over into the rest of your life. So, for example, if you can, you know, actually just have this sense of being able to see the thoughts, you know, coming and going, it means that as you start to do more and more of that practice, then in your daily life, when something comes up that's really stressful, and you, instead of just necessarily kind of completely reacting to it, you know, with anger or whatever your normal response is, it just gives you a bit more space that you can actually maybe just see, oh, hang on a minute, you know, let's just give myself a bit more space, right, and not react.
So I suppose it stops that automatic reaction like I do. I'll be like, that's it, I'm leaving, and it's that emotion that's involved, and I suppose it stops you from doing that. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then regretting it later, because I do that, you see, and I am very emotive, and I'm leaving, I'm all dramatic, and we're all drama queen, and then later on I'm like, oh, shouldn't have done that. So would that then stop me, or someone like myself, doing that kind of sort of reactive, that reactive process that I'm automatically doing?
Yeah, I mean, we all do that, and you know, I'm, you know, after meditating for 20 years, I can't begin to say, oh, you know, I never get angry or I never do stupid reactions, you know. But there's a sense in which you just give yourself a little bit more space, and that you actually, you know, maybe some of the time, not every time, but some of the time, you're actually able to just, you know, feel that whoosh of whatever it is, adrenaline or anger or sadness, arise and actually think, hang on a minute, you know, let me just see, maybe this will actually pass, maybe I don't have to shout at that person.
Because
right,
it's
now,
not really real necessarily, just because you're feeling that at the time. And I think that's the problem, isn't it? We have those thoughts and we think it's real and we think that's right and we react upon it. And I suppose what this is doing, from what you're saying, is you know, making you really stop and analyse and think, is this really what you want to do? And are these really your thoughts? Is this really how you feel?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that sounds fabulous. Oh, it's all very exciting stuff. Okay, we're just going to let you know what's happening in the community. And after that, we're going to continue talking to the delightful Tessa from London Shambhala Centre about meditation and Nirvana. Keep hearing this thing called Nirvana. I'd like to know what that all means.
If it's Generation Radio.
Okay, you're tuned into the Getting Your Groove Back show on the Generation Radio. I have with me the delightful Tessa Watts from London Shambhala Meditation Centre, and we're talking meditation, the benefits of meditation. Talk about separating your thoughts from your brain, that constant thinking, and getting some space in your life. Now, and in your brain, she talks about, we do exercise for our bodies, don't we? We eat health and all that kind of thing, but we do nothing about resting our brains, giving them a break. Shut up, Ingrid. And now let's go back to Tessa. Tessa, what is Nirvana?
What's Nirvana?
Yes.
Well, when I discover, I will definitely tell you. I mean, this talk about enlightenment and so on, you know, you'd see it not as a kind of white and black thing, but as a kind of gradual process of maybe what we would call waking up a little bit more. So what I would call sleepwalking is when we're kind of going through life and we're not actually ever present with what's going on. So let's say we're eating our lunch, you know, and we're not actually tasting it because we're thinking about something else. You know, we're walking along the street and we don't see anything because we're always caught up in our thoughts and emotions. And what we would describe as kind of waking up a bit more is when you're actually able to notice that sometimes, oh, hang on a minute, I'm walking along the street and I didn't even see, it's a beautiful sunny day, look, there's a wonderful tree with blossom, or, you know, you're eating your meal and you actually taste it. So that, you know, process of waking up, you know, maybe some people would describe that as kind of moving from what we call samsara, which is where we're completely trapped in our own sort of a hell of our own making,
yes.
through to something that, you know, people might describe as nirvana.
Oh, that's a beautiful description. See, I know what this means now. It's quite exciting, isn't it? And am I right by saying the government was thinking of investing in schools, or we're actually thinking investing in sending people for meditation? Have you heard this?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different programs going on. The National Health Service is very, very interested in meditation now.
That was unheard of once upon a time for the West and their medicines and their tablets and what they push to be looking at something so Eastern and so almost alternative therapy, really, isn't it?
It's becoming really mainstream, actually, yeah. And it's not so much anymore associated with the East. You know, people are beginning to realize that it's actually just a really sensible technique, and it just happens that, you know, many cultures of the East sort of have developed it more so than has been the case in the West until recently. But it's really, yeah, there are schools. You know, I teach a meditation course where we've got, I'm getting a lot of teachers and head teachers coming who are interested in doing meditation or mindfulness with their pupils. We get people coming from the health professions who want to, you know, doctors. We've got a couple of doctors in our current course.
Yes.
So it's, yeah,
because read about it happening in some private schools and where it showed that it's increased creativity and it's improved intelligence. So, I mean, the thing is, it says it can do so many things. It's such a simple thing. It seems to be able to solve almost everything.
Well, it's very, very simple. Yeah, at the same time, it's not like a quick fix. You know, you're definitely not going to come along and sort of, you know, do half an hour's meditation and then suddenly everything's fixed. You know, it's something that
I'm all right now.
It's kind of really about retraining a lot of stuff that's very ingrained, and so you have to make a certain commitment. And
right.
You know,
and I suppose whenever you're going against the grain in anything, that in itself is a process, because the mind is used to doing one thing, you're used to doing one thing, you're programmed to do one thing, and now you're going to go the opposite direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
That in itself is always a process, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got lots of habits that we've developed over many years, and we're not going to change those really quickly. So, yeah.
Tessa, you've been absolutely wonderful. Thank you very, very much. So tell me exactly where you are again.
So it's 27 Belmont Close. It's just 5 minutes walk from Clapham Common Tube, which is shambhala.org.uk. So all the information's up there. It's free. Just turn up on a Monday night and you can have instruction.
Thank you so much for that. That was fantastic. Going to try a bit of meditation now, I think.
For further information, check out www.gettingyourgrooveback.com.